Good morning. Today is Thursday, February the 8th of 20. I'm sorry. Today is Thursday. Is today the 9th or the 8th?
I'd have to look on my phone.
Oh, my.
I think it's the 9th.
Nobody knows what the date is.
Today is Thursday, February the 9th of 2023. Okay, there remains 327 days left in this year. Oh, wow. We have a whole lot of time to get some things accomplished, don't we?
Yes.
Those of you who are listening, thank you for tuning in. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called Voice of a People. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or if you would like to be a part of our conversation today. Today is also, this month is considered Black History Month. Okay, also the year has been designated as the new season of miracles. I had a pastor here, Pastor Jackie Peterson of Logos Christian Ministries, and she shared that with us, that the Lord has shared with her, new season of miracles. And every day there are miracles. We may not see them, but God is still on the throne and he is still doing great, great things. Okay. Now, today in Black History, we have Bernard Harris. He became the first African American to walk in space. Also, there is a Black History quote from Condoleezza Rice. I wonder what ever happened to Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, no, she disappeared.
Oh,
didn't
my
she?
Gosh, that's been
Seems
a
like
long
she did.
Time.
That Where'd was, she go, Chris?
I don't know.
That was George Bush's time, right?
Yeah.
She served with him, yeah.
But she was in a movie, Contact.
She was.
Where the scientist Jonah, what's her name? Well, anyways, had discovered signals coming from outer space, and Condoleezza Rice was complaining because it sent a bunch of blueprints and diagrams about how to build some kind of ship, and they didn't know what it was. And she said, we shouldn't build it because we don't know what it is.
Right, right. So that was Jodie Foster, right?
Jodie Foster. Did you see the movie?
I did not watch the whole entire movie. Seems like when I did get on the movie, she saw her father. I think her father was lost in space or something like that.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, okay. But her quote is, differences can be strength. And that is a good thing, right? Because we are not all the same, and God likes variety, right?
Right.
Yes, he does. Just think if he had made all the planets the same, they would not be that interesting, would they?
No.
No, of course not. Of course not. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. No free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Last but not least, Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, which are in every elementary school in Marion, Ohio, in Union County, also in all the county schools in Marion, Ohio. They will be having a Luncheon and Silent Auction, March the 4th of 2023. This will be located at Cornerstone Alliance Church. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Hopefully you can mark your calendars and share that with your friends and your neighbors. And hopefully we will see you at the Luncheon and Silent Auction. Okay. thank you for those of you who are listening. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a favorite listener of A Voice of a People, thank you for your support. God bless you. Okay, now, I have a thought for today. I'd like to open up with it. Couldn't find it yesterday, so I replaced it with something else. But this says, say goodbye. The most powerful anchor on our potential to soar high in life is the past. The past contains the dead weight of experience. Yeah, dead weight, okay. Learned beliefs in all our mistakes. Life cannot truly begin until we are able to say goodbye to the legacies of yesterday at will. Like a filing cabinet, the past is a resource of information for learning, but it is not a place to live. When you go to work, do you spend your day in the filing cabinet? How often will you? Did you live in the past today? Say goodbye and make it final. Saying farewell to yesterday, last month, last year is a sign of a person who wants to live for today and is truly alive to all the possibilities of the moment, while fully aware that all they think, say, and do right now creates tomorrow. Okay, boy, that was lengthy and long, wasn't it? But it was good.
You know, it reminds me of when I had post-traumatic stress.
Okay.
And you're always worried about the past. You know, the past is always haunting you.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, it'd be nice to just pick up that file cabinet and just toss it over a cliff, you know?
Yeah.
Because who needs it?
Well, yeah.
I don't need to dwell in the past.
What good is it? What's it going to accomplish?
But you know, since God delivered me from post-traumatic stress, I don't worry about the past at all anymore. You know, if I want to think about the past, I can, but it's not, like, addictive or anything, you know. I can just think about whatever I want to about the past. I don't have to have this. It's not like a monster.
It's no longer automatic.
Yeah.
Right. So you just take out of it what benefits you today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're supposed to, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. That's what the whole thought was about. Use it as experience, you know. Get a lesson from it. And try not to repeat the same thing again, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or you can find something in there that's humorous that you remember, you know.
That's true. And laugh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You're right. And that voice you hear is Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. And he came with a friend today. Would you like to introduce your friend, Jeff?
This is, what's his name? And he's been around for a while.
Been around a few years.
Introduce yourself then.
Hi, my name is Chris Olson. I'm a native of Marion, Ohio, and now residing in Columbus.
Okay.
So. And Jeff, what's his name here, invited me up, and I'm glad to be here. Thank
Great. I'm glad he did invite you up. He talks about you often, so good friendship.
Yeah,
great.
You know, I met Chris a lot of years ago. How long has it been?
It was October 23rd, 1986.
He's got this photographic memory.
Well, it was my 19th birthday.
Oh.
Well, I guess that's easy to remember.
It was a nice birthday gift to meet someone new. And, yes. You know.
But he could memorize scripture. He remembers the makes of cars. You say, like, you know, this car pulled out in front of me in 1989, and it was an Oldsmobile. And it
that gets more difficult.
License plate
over the
numbers.
Years,
he said his memory isn't as strong as it used to be, but it's still good.
That's a good thing.
It's okay.
Amen. Still good.
And it's good that Christians, that Chris is a Christian. I forgot when you got saved.
September 93.
So, he's a good candidate for a guest on here once in a while.
Well, thank you so much for that, Jeff. And thank you, Chris, for being our guest today.
Thank you.
We're excited to what you have to share with us. And like I opened up the show, Jeff is the author of a book titled Expressions of the Last Days. And it's my learning today that Chris also is a last day prophet.
Yeah.
prophet.
Yes.
Well, I definitely believe that.
Right.
Because it didn't really start hitting home for me. You know, Jeff spoke about it, has spoken about it many times over the years.
Right.
And I always listened. Mm-hmm, you know, I always mm-hmm. always gave him the platform, but then I'd go away and think, well, I don't really see any evidence of that happening right now.
right.
Well, it's
but now it's totally different.
It was a lot more comfortable to ignore it.
Those were simpler times.
Right. Yeah. Now, were you with Jeff when he was in that car accident?
No, I was.
Oh,
not.
That was someone else with him. Okay.
I was in contact with him during the time, and I of course I learned about it, and mm-hmm. I visited him during his recovery.
Right.
Lost all power in my legs. And I don't know how I ended up at home for a while. But Chris came over and he was trying to help me get into a chair. And I didn't have enough strength to even get up and get in a chair.
Wow.
He must have tried to help me for an hour to get in the chair or the couch, you know.
Wow.
Wasn't that during the time? Remember the big power outage? 2012, June of 2012.
Power out.
Yeah, I came up that weekend. I don't know. I think you had power.
I don't remember having the power out. No.
Okay. Was that when we had that bad storm up here?
Yeah.
It was a tornado or something.
You couldn't even see
the
hand in front of your face. Yeah. It was so dark.
The sky was black.
Yes.
I was sitting in my car for all that.
Right.
I didn't want to get out.
Yeah, Vicky, my friend, she said her cat went underneath the bed and did not come out until hours after it was gone. But that was I have never seen nothing like that.
I hadn't either. I was in my car trying to get to my daughter's. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Well, I remember one time I was driving the city bus and I pulled up in this apartment area and one of those big bad thunderstorms. Most people wouldn't remember this one, but it was already blowing over trees and stuff, you know. And this lady said, I said, well, we're at your apartment. I said, you don't have to get off if you don't want to, because, you know, there's limbs blowing around and everything else. She goes, well, I'm going to give it a try. And she just barely, there was limbs just barely missed her. And she was the last one on the bus, and I was driving back to, I remember I was on David Street, and there were big trees down across the street, you know.
I think I remember that. I think that was 87, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I was right in the middle of my career. I remember that.
You probably hadn't been on the bus very long.
No.
At that time. Okay. Yeah.
I couldn't hardly get the doors open. You know, you pull on that.
I think I remember that one too, because it uprooted a lot of trees. I remember that.
It did.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if that's what I'm thinking of, I was working at Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had me take the trash out. I was about ready to end my shift.
Yeah.
So I took the trash. And as I was going out, the wind was picking up. Mm-hmm. So I was dragging this thing along the pavement there to the dumpster. Got it in there, went back in, and they said, okay, you can go ahead and go. Well, but there was a gap of about 15, 20 minutes in between that.
It's fine.
It's
been giving me.
Yeah, you had this going on yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's okay. But I remember some of those storms, and I went to a FEMA meeting about awareness, you know, emergency, are you ready? Monday evening at the library. They're going to have part two next Wednesday at the library at 6 o'clock. But they were saying that how many tornadoes had been sighted in Marion or gone through Marion. It was more than 12.
Really?
Yeah, but you know when those things happen, they will not say it was a tornado. Do you remember?
High
winds and this happened.
Yeah.
They will not say it was a tornado.
Yeah.
There was one that was supposedly touched down at the fair, Marion County Fair. Good Lord, I don't know how long that was ago. But they said it was a tornado. Then they said, no, it was just high winds. And it was a back and forth. Well, what is it? What
it's
are we going to call it?
Right.
Other cities say it's a tornado.
And it was. It was for us, you know. And I think I remember the one he was talking about in 87 that uprooted all those trees in Lincoln Park and everywhere.
We lived in Mobile. Yeah, we lived in the Mobile Home Park.
Yeah.
In town.
Okay.
Way up on North Main Street there.
And I could feel that trailer shake.
I came home from work, and, you know, we had that gravel driveway.
Yeah.
Going up to the trailer.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in. Trees had fallen down.
Oh, really?
And blocked it. So I thought, well, okay. So I drove up a little bit, and those little white apartments, those little white ranch apartments, I hit that driveway and came up. I was able to get up on Main Street. I came up on Main Street, and there at the motel, I looked back there at where I lived. I'm like, well, it's my only choice. So I pulled in the motel and came there parked by that wooden fence. And my dad came out, and he says, yeah, well, need I say what happened? It's pretty self-explanatory. Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was tore up.
It was tore up.
Yeah.
It sure
yeah,
was.
There were trees all over the place.
Stacked up on top of one another.
Yes. It
looked like somebody shook a chessboard and just went, you know.
Something happened.
Yes.
And that wasn't no high wind.
I was in Mansfield when they had a tornado. I think that was the one. And I came back and all these trees were down. And all that happened while I was gone. I never saw the wind or anything, you know. Mm. But this is really weird. But these terrific storms that we're having and tremendous tidal waves and thunderstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes are all signs of the times. You know, God warning us that His wrath and judgment are approaching.
Right, right.
And those things are, they are a piece of His wrath. Mm-hmm. They're a piece of His judgment. It's not the real thing yet, though. God gets really angry when the world starts worshiping the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
That's when He gets really mad. As I was talking about idolatry yesterday.
Right.
Chris, what do you think idolatry is?
Idolatry is the worship of idols.
Yeah. Yeah. Or replacing God with some other belief system.
Or other love in your life.
And that is really what the Antichrist is.
Yes.
Shouldn't be there.
That's right. All that's idolatry, you know. He also calls it what? Adultery.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, they'll go along and they'll be a Christian and they'll meet somebody who's really gorgeous and beautiful and got money and everything, and they'll just switch right over, and they don't have no God, though. Let's just switch right over to him, no problem at all. No real love for God to start with. Now look at all the good stuff they had.
Yeah, but you know you can't buy salvation.
No, you can't earn it.
No, and you can't earn it.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is wonderful.
Because you know there's no standards you have to live up to. You know.
Mm. God did it all, didn't he? Christ did it all.
Grace means that God shows us love, compassion, mercy, but especially forgiveness, even though we don't deserve it.
Right.
And he does that through the cross.
Amen.
And we ought to remember that when we start grumbling. But quite often we don't.
Well, I heard it put very, very well on Christian radio a little while back.
I'm a little closer.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Grace is favor that we didn't earn.
Right.
And mercy is forgiveness that we don't deserve.
Woo.
And that...
That is true.
I couldn't have put it any better.
Amen.
That's a good definition there.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, go ahead, Jeff.
What convinced you to come to Christ?
Me? Oh, okay. Well,
what concept?
Well, the concept that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting yourself into such a hole in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There was nowhere else to go. Because right away we start thinking, oh, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do?
Right, right.
And the answer came back, nothing. nothing you can do.
Mm.
But there's someone who already has.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he's your only hope.
Mm. It's powerful.
Yes.
And so, that was the beginning. Mm. But I've talked to you about this many times. And there's other situations to leading to salvation, like mm-hmm. a person, for instance, who was not in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their lives were everything was going fine.
Right.
No
right.
major issues. Nothing to really speak about. God just knocked on your door and the door of your heart and said, "Let me in."
That's what happened to me.
And you let him in.
I was searching for truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had to have truth.
Right.
And I would go home, and I remember listening to like Moody Blues or something. And I would lay there on my bed going, there's got to be more to this life than just what's in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's got to be more to it than this than just, okay, time to eat. Okay, time to go to work. Okay, clock in, clock out, whatever. Go
right.
to school. Finish your homework. Mm. You know.
Go to bed.
No.
Get up the next morning, do it all over
yeah.
again, right?
Yeah, so there's got to be more to life than this, you know. And God, you know, you don't realize it, but God latches on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was certain things that happened, and I remember driving down the road, and I had had a couple of dreams about Christ. I thought, what brought that on? I wasn't thinking about that.
Right.
You know? And I know my grandmother, Grandma Porter, was praying for me. And I know that had something to do with it, you know? And I mentioned that to her, that I had a couple of dreams like that. She said, oh, well, that's just wonderful. Now, she's a staunch Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
So,
staunched.
Yeah, very repent and be Baptist.
Okay.
But she was a good grandma, and she knew I was an atheist. I said, the reason why I'm an atheist is because I'm going to stay an atheist and not believe in God until he reveals himself to me. That's
oh,
what I said.
You had a standard, okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't just stand up and say there's no God. Cause,
oh, okay.
You know, because a lot of people do that because they want to do what they want to do. They want to get involved in major sin, you know?
Mm.
And
that's true.
That wasn't my goal. My goal wasn't, you know, I sat there and I said, well, I had stuff I liked to do, you know? Like to get drunk. I like to go to the disco and boogie woogie or whatever, you know? But
you used to dance, Jeff?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
And Bucyrus. Remember when they had the pub?
Yeah.
I don't think it's there anymore, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
If it is, it's probably not called that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to hang out there a little bit. Bucyrus, yeah back
you?
In the day. Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to pick up women, but I guess I wasn't too good at it.
Was you really trying, or was you just up there dancing?
I was trying somewhat.
Okay.
I was looking for a girlfriend, but just wasn't doing too good back then.
Okay.
I came across one or two over the years.
Okay.
You know. But I guess because my search for truth was more important, you know. People don't understand that. What are you doing searching for truth? What a big waste of time. You can't find truth.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. You end up finding the one who is true, the only one who
yeah.
is true.
But until then, you go through a volley of situations like that, like going to places like that and those certain social situations, and you think it might be okay, but in the end, it ends up just being a real bummer.
Yeah, boring.
Nothing good really comes of it. If anything does come of it, it's something you end up not wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that God showed me over the years. I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, I did the bars, you know.
Okay.
And the ratio to good times to bad times was way out of proportion.
Okay.
For me at the time, you know, it usually ended up being a drag.
Yeah, you're right. It can be.
So after a while, you think, wow, well, this ain't it.
Mm-hmm. You know? So what instruments you play?
Well, mostly guitar.
Okay. Bass or?
Bass, a little bit, yeah. I played a lot of it, bass at one time. Guitar mostly. That's been mostly it.
What bands you play in? Were you solo or?
Oh, no, I never was solo. I never liked that.
Okay.
I worked with, oldies bands. I've worked with a lot of them.
In Marion or?
In Marion. Okay. Back in the late 80s, we had a thing called Colby and the Cadillacs.
Oh.
And we made a little noise, you know. We got to be close friends with Hot Wax, which I think everybody remembers them. Well, almost everybody. Okay. Maybe not everybody. But they were quite popular in the local area.
Okay.
And we got to know them and hang out, work with them. We learned a lot from them about music and, you know, being in front of an audience. And so it was helpful at the time.
Okay. Well, the girls really think you're hot stuff when you're in a band.
One or two. Not in mass.
No.
Which kind of disappointed me at the time. But hey, it's life. Looking back, now I'm glad it didn't happen.
Right. Well,
things would have turned out far worse, considering. But,
right.
In Columbus I worked with a rockabilly group, you know, and had a little fun with that. I played, but at the same time, again, you know, history repeated itself.
Okay.
It ended up just kind of fizzling out. And
right.
So, okay, now I'm reminded that this isn't it either.
Right. I think a lot of us have been reminded of that. Who thought that was the right way to go? To meet people, you know. Yeah. You think that till you get out there.
Yeah. Yeah, when we're young, you know, people tend to be a bit more idealistic when they're and think, oh, sure, because it's what they want. But then life happens.
Yes, it does.
And it says, oh, okay. It causes you to halt.
Mm-hmm. You know. Put the brakes on.
Well, I said, you know, it's a good thing it ended when it did. I mean, what if you did become a big rock star?
I'd be dead now.
What if you did get a bunch of awards and, you know, end up at these big concerts like Pink Floyd or something?
Yeah.
And never found the Lord.
Yeah.
It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Than a rich man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd be dead. I know me.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
And something would have gone wrong.
Right.
So
right.
I've been very thankful of late that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm glad I'm not famous. I'm glad I didn't get rich.
Right.
It's,
so did you play at the OK or any place, an adult type of place? Oh, okay.
Sure. I knew the late Mo Mosier.
Right.
The owner. I have an older brother and sister, and they went to school together.
Okay.
Grew up together out in New Bloomington for a little while, and I did play the OK to answer your question.
Okay.
Kind of skirted around it, but I played there. It was fun, you know, and I knew people from having lived here all my life. I knew people.
Okay. Your face looks familiar. I just never knew your name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he was secretly famous.
He does look familiar, though. I just can't place it. But I don't usually forget a face. I may forget a name, but a face, you know.
We did a lot of fun stuff. You know, I used to play at Bucky's. I don't know if you remember Bucky's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were out there quite a bit. We shared house band duties with a couple other bands.
Okay.
Friends of ours, and we had fun and met some great people, you know. And
right.
Had some fun time. Had some fun.
Where was Bucky's?
It was where Steve's Dakota Grill was before they moved to where they are now. Right there next to Travel Lodge.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What Jimmy John's are now.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, very classy.
Very popular
joint.
Place.
Nice place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't start going there until, like, late, mid-90s. 94, yeah. 95,
not 96. Sure when it went out, but yeah, I was back during its size. Guess you could call it its heyday.
Okay.
And,
heyday. Yeah. All right, but you know, we have ran into the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has changed us from those old habits, old ways, and trying to set us on a plain and direct path that we can reach out to other people and help them to find Christ as well. Because like we're talking about, the last days, right, are upon us. Maybe not so severe, but...
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right.
But you'd think it was severe if you were in that earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the pictures? Oh. Nothing but rubble.
I suppose it would be easy in that situation to think, oh, is this it?
Right.
You know. Well, yeah.
I'm sure many people did. Yeah. After all the bodies that they found, you know, and probably still looking,
jumped
are they?
Jumped up to, what, 25,000 now?
Oh.
And I wouldn't doubt that for 1 second from the damage.
That's like a small city, 25,000 people.
Yeah.
That's devastating.
It flattened both of those cities.
Wow. Like you said, it's a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
A lot.
You know, sometimes I say Ohio's boring, Marion's boring, but I'd much rather be bored than underneath a bunch of rubble waiting on rescuers to come and get me.
Even if you survive, you know.
Yeah, you can still be seriously injured.
It's still an ordeal.
Yes, it is an ordeal.
See, you wouldn't be forgetting it anytime soon.
Oh, no. No way.
You'd be going through a lot of emotional turmoil, I'm sure.
Right.
As a result thereof. Every time you hear a rumble, uh-oh.
You know.
Like the storm, you know, when that siren goes off. You know, like, whoa. I want to hide and everything else. You know, that high winds get to roll in.
Yesterday I was driving home, and I had already talked to Chris about coming here today, and that radio noise that they came on the radio. I said, oh no, I just arranged this, you know, and he came on and said there could be high winds and tornadoes tomorrow, and no, and you noticed there was nothing. For us.
Well, praise God.
No?
Just a little wind.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. I thought, oh, praise God, thank you.
Hey.
You know, thank
like
you,
this.
Lord.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad that we could get up in the morning and didn't have to worry about it. It just seems like we're so blessed sometimes, you know? We're so tremendously blessed with God protecting us from all that horrible judgment. But I remember having dreams about tornadoes destroying Marion before. I'm glad that's never really happened.
Amen. Amen. Because that would be also devastating. Because Marion and Marion County has a population of, what, 60,000?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, God forbid that to happen, you know. But we are right at, what, tornado season? And that can happen because of the shift in the weather, right?
Well, tornado season used to be April to September. Now I think it's January to December.
You say all year, right? Anytime. Anywhere,
there's
right?
There's been tornadoes in November.
Yes.
December.
That's true.
I was telling
which
Chris.
Which was unheard of.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Wow.
I was sitting there on the bus one time, long time ago, and we were having one of those weather attacks, you know, and I was sitting there. I remember I was at Smith Clinic and I was messing around with the radio. They had just put in some AM/FM radios on the buses, and the weather came on, and they said that everybody was having these big blizzards at the time, and the whiteouts and everything, and they said that inside of one of the blizzards in Missouri, this is like in January or February, we never used to get tornadoes in those months. That was unheard of.
Right.
Yeah.
And there were like three or four tornadoes inside of that blizzard. Wow. Now, is that strange or what?
Yes, it is.
Tornadoes in a blizzard before. I didn't think that was
possible. No, but it happened.
Yes. I think I remember that, too. Yes, I do. Oh, because I'm always on the lookout for weather.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Where am I going to go? Where's the basement?
Maybe
you know?
You should have a weather, one of those tornado. Have a tornado shelter built. If I lived out in the country, I'd have one.
Like the Wizard of Oz, and they.
If I was rich enough.
Yeah.
And have a scooper come and build me one, you know.
And you know, there are a lot of people who have those underground bunkers. And a lot of people think that they are going to miss God when he comes back.
Oh.
I guess all these things have to do with intention.
No.
You don't think so?
You can't miss God like that.
If the world was going to end today, people have bunkers where they can hide. No, he says in the last days, people are going to hide and think
so they
that...
ask the rocks to fall on
Yes,
them.
They're going to hide.
So they have this erroneous idea that they're going to miss destruction.
Yeah, right. Miss judgment.
So what's going to happen once everything's destroyed? They're just going to come up out of the bunker? Be like that Twilight episode with Burgess Meredith, you know, where, you know...
Right.
Everybody was gone and his glasses got broke.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people have that notion, you know.
That's true.
But God's not going to miss them.
No, he is not. See, that's the...
But they might be standing there when they come out and go...
Right.
Well, can you join the party? You're going to stay in there forever. Yeah.
See, they think they are in Twilight Zone and that, you know, they will be able to come up and everything will be fine, you know. Or Omega Man with Charlton Heston. Remember, he was the last man. On Earth. You remember that movie? Did you ever see that movie?
I don't think I ever saw that one.
It's called Omega Man. Yeah.
There's this one. It's like that Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price. And everybody died from this virus.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go out every day on this routine of his. And people would get this virus and then turn into zombies. Then and they would walk around at night, but in the daytime... They slept, so he drove wooden stakes through their heart while they were asleep. He finally ran into somebody that invented a cure for the virus, and eventually they killed him because they thought he was going to turn into some kind of thing.
They killed Vincent Price?
Yeah. How could they?
I think I've seen that.
Last Man on Earth. That's a
good
movie.
Long time ago.
It's a good movie. It's a lot of suspense.
I liked it. I liked the Vincent Price movies anyway. He was kind of one of those weird characters, right?
Yeah, I remember he was in some segment where he put these people in a room where the walls come together.
I remember
and
that.
This guy said, "You like to torture people, don't you?" He said, "Yes, I like to torture people."
What was that called? What was that movie called?
I don't remember.
I've seen that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
And the Raven?
Yeah.
Remember the Raven?
Quotes the Raven. Nevermore.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
He had a varied career. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, I wonder, wasn't he in a Monkees episode?
He very well could have been. He had quite a sense of humor.
I might be mistaken for someone else.
He was funny.
A lot of those older veteran vaudeville era actors got
they
into
were the
Monkees
best.
Episodes. But anyways.
You mean that group, the Monkees?
Yeah.
I guess that's possible. I don't know when.
Yeah. They had a lot of different character actors in there.
Wow.
Foster Brooks was one of them.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Always pretending to be drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. A lot of laughs with him, Foster Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of laughs.
Well, remember, they used to have those What do they call it, a roast?
Yeah, Dean Martin.
With Dean Martin. Yeah. Oh, those were so hilarious.
but you know, I heard
totally hilarious.
I heard you never drank a drop.
Dean Martin?
No, Foster Brooks.
Oh, really?
Dean Martin killed himself with alcohol.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay, Foster Brooks.
Destroyed his
Foster
liver.
Brooks never. He was a teetotaler.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too. Well,
that would be a nice irony, though, because he was convinced. Ike was convinced he was a sot. You know, that he drank his three.
Oh, I think everybody else was too.
Wow!
So he did such a good impression.
Yes, and Red Skelton could do a good impression of being drunk. You ever
see
him? He could. Wow! I tell you, some of those old movies and times. So
that's when people actually had talent.
Yeah. You had to DIY because there was no embellishments or enhancements to, you know, audio or visual. You had to be able to do it.
Wow. So what was it that Jeff said, we have 2 minutes, about The Last Days that really got you interested?
Well, as I said before, you know, it really didn't hit home until I got saved myself.
Okay.
But we had talked about it for years. And it did make me think, but being in my youth as I was looking around thinking, well, I don't see this happening right now, I kind of within myself kind of dismissed it for a bit. But once I got saved
then, everybody
and God began to really show himself to me, I began to realize, oh, and then, of course, things began happening.
Yeah.
That we had talked about weather. Mm-hmm. Weather, that was a big one.
I think Chris and I were supposed to be friends. And every time I was in the car with him, I was talking about Christ, and I didn't even really want to.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk about something else, but I just kept spewing out stuff about the Bible and Christ and the last days.
Well, the Holy Spirit prompted you.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
He took over.
Yeah.
Basically.
He did.
And I could feel his presence a lot of times, even though I didn't really realize what it was yet.
Right, what it was.
But something was different, you know. This wasn't just some Bible-thumping session.
Right, absolutely.
Which people tend to, you know, veer away from.
Oh, yeah, they sure do.
But this was something intriguing. It was something like, wow, you know, this is different.
Right. We're out of time for the first hour. Praise God. Thank you. Tune in to the next show, 11:15, to the top of the hour, 12 noon.
Really?
Jeff Porter and his friend Chris Olson. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you will stay with us for the next hour. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.